Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by my co-host, Mike Ingram, strategist at BGC Partners, and by our guest, Eddie Topfick, who is head of foreign exchange at ADM Investor Services International. How are you today, Eddie?
I'm pretty good today. It's a lovely day out there.
Not if you're Theresa May, though.
Well, I'm more along the lines of just saying the word for today is coffefe.
Oh, right, the...
Yes. I tried looking up as a stock index and I couldn't find it, or actual an underlying stock ticker. And I don't think it's Russian, so I don't know where it comes from.
It's a new word. It's a new...
Coffefe. We must be saying that, you know. Oh, I feel a bit coffefe.
Okay, well, let's go on to the charts that you brought in today. First up is euro dollar, and squeezing higher or not?
Well, it's an interesting pattern because we've got a key reversal up yesterday. We tried down and we bounced off effectively a minor Fibonacci level at 111.03. We've not really done that much today, but this seems to be the end of the recent move down from that pipe top action that we've seen, say, about a week or a week and a half ago. So it's now looking as if it might have another attempt at the old 113 area, which is the target for the reverse head and shoulders.
And isn't it also, I think we had news yesterday about, I read a report about the ECB, the winding down of the QE process.
I mean, that was going to be inevitable at some point. It's going to be done now. So if it came out yesterday, tomorrow, or the day after, it will come out. And that will actually, I don't know if it supports this or not in that particular instance, but it does look as if we are starting to see, we've defined the lower end of the market, which is around about 111.03 or just above 111, and I think it will have another attempt, potentially higher up to about literally 112.60, 70 area, but the 113 still beckons.
Okay, well, let's go on to the Aussie dollar.
Now, this is a proxy China play, if you really like it, because yesterday, we had a good key reversal up again, which is rare to see two in the same sort of day in disparate currencies like that. And then today, we had the situation with the Chinese good PMI numbers, which have helped the Aussie. Obviously, there's come back since then. There's been a bit of profit taking because yesterday, we had some buying come through. But this is an indicator, possibly, we might be sort of turning to go back up again, have a look of further up in the market towards a resistance around about 74.80 area, something like that. It's not an unreasonable thing. I mean, topside resistance is still at 75.30 area, which is a long moving average. And it's still up there. That it's not really been tested. We had a horn top, potentially, but it didn't really fulfill its potential on the downside. And we've got some pretty good support underneath the market still.
Right, but I mean, the overall pattern here since March is very, very messy. It's just like it's corrective.
The overall pattern since March is going down. But this is an indicator that potentially right now, it's about to see a retracement. And it's a good retracement. It won't be for a few pennies. It'll be maybe a cent or maybe even 2 cents. If we can get up to that sort of, even up to, say, 75.60, that's a decent level. The downside is if it breaks through, say, 74.06, then it will be testing down to sub 73 potentially.
Okay, well, let's go on to the highlight of the
You
the
love this one.
Yes, yes.
Now, looking very much, again, like a Canadian mining stock, we've seen the rally up and then the blowout. The blowout was allegedly caused because one or two or three or four of the exchanges which couldn't actually confirm the transaction. And that's an inherent fault of Bitcoin. It cannot do the communication. If you have too many transactions on it, it cannot communicate amongst all of it because it's so distributed. Mm. There is a lag in that, and it cannot necessarily do that. So that's one of the problems with that, and that caused that move down. But I ask you to note, it hasn't gone through the 50% Fibonacci of the move up. This is the move up from March, which is at 1825. It bounced just above that and went straight back up again. It didn't go through 1756, which is the stuff going back all the way to the beginning of this year. So it's a blower. It's taken out a lot of the weak hands. There may be some accumulation potentially now, looking to see if it may be another crack at the 2762 high. And then above that, you've got 3110, and then 3217, which is the really key one on the top side at the moment. But this has given us a good definition of what we should see in the market.
Yeah, but the good thing is we've had the flush out for whatever reason, and we're back up again, so it's possibly safe to get back.
But it needs to get above 2306 and close two times consecutively very, very soon. I would say within the next week or so. It needs to be, this time next week, it needs to be above that two consecutive closes to confirm a move higher, or else we're just going to be in the third state of markets, which is literally just going sideways.
But I mean, we've had this market's come of age now. I mean, this is on the map, isn't it?
you would be surprised how many people still don't think so. I mean, I've said before, it's 21st century equivalent of gold, it's a medium exchange, and it's a store of value. But there are still people who say, oh, I don't understand it, so we should sell it. Well, you know, just because I don't understand something, I shouldn't necessarily sell it. I should look at it and analyze it and find somebody who does understand it, or discuss it and find my own way to more information upon the issue. So I'm saying potentially you've got two choices. Go up, which is what it ought to do on this, if it was a classical chart, but it has opportunity to go sideways. It seems unlikely to go further down, though. That's the situation at the moment.
Okay, on that intriguing note, Eddie Topfig, Head of Foreign Exchange at ADM Investor Services, thanks for coming in today.
Coffee.